Blog Talk Radio.
Radio fans to the Making It Outreach Back on the Ranch radio show with your host, Rick the Wildman Copeland, Chris Nicky Wilson, and Scott Making It himself, Meefig. Here to talk rodeo with you, the fans and athletes that make rodeo what it is today. Here is Team Making It. Yeah, all right. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Making Eight Outreach Back on the Ranch radio show. Got a whole lot of rodeo action we want to talk about tonight. Let me tell you, the races are heating up. The associations are getting fired up. The Northern Associations are getting back into some bull riding action, and we're excited about what's going on. But before we do, let's bring in Chris Nicky Wilson. Chris, how you doing tonight?
Oh, man, I'm still looking at the ground from this side, so I'm doing good.
There you go, man. Can't argue that, buddy. Well, I know it's been a couple weeks since we talked to you. Know that, you know, with the springtime coming up, everybody's kind of out making adjustments and doing a few different things. So how you been, buddy?
I've been doing good, just doing a little work and taking care of the wife and young'uns and that sort of thing.
There you go, man. Well, hey, family does come first, you know, and... You know, we're excited to have you on the show with us here tonight, man. You've been able to catch up with any of the rodeo action coming up here recently?
Not with anything that's been going on, no. I've been out of pocket for the last couple of weeks and hadn't been able to do anything lately.
I hear you, man. Well, hey, we're gonna definitely do what we can to catch you up on things as well. See if we can't do that for the rodeo fans. But hey, if you're interested in talking some rodeo with us, you got some events or comments you want to talk about, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to talk some rodeo with you. But, you know, before we really get rolling, Sneak, have you had a chance to check out the new making8.com, buddy?
Yeah, I was just on there setting up a new page for myself, putting up a couple of good-looking pictures on there of me. So,
where did you find those good-looking pictures of you, man? Because all I've ever seen are, well, we won't go there.
Oh, man, I make any picture look good. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. I see how it is, man. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, it may have been a couple of weeks, but ain't nothing changed. Still the same old group that we've got here, but yeah, I saw that you added yourself to our new you know what, Snake? We've been talking about calling them our Get a Grip pages, and actually, you know what, man? I think we just changed the name to them about maybe 20 minutes ago. I think we're just gonna call them the Making Eight Buddy the Buddy Pages.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah, trying to keep it simple, man, for us rodeo fans, you know, or us rodeo athletes especially. You know, we're not the brightest ones in the box, I guess you could say, or so people have called it. But anyway, man, have you been able to tune in and listen to any of our radio shows, our tailgate parties?
I had started to listen to one, and then I had a call in the middle of the night, and I had to get up and leave. My work has kept me pretty busy the last couple of weeks, getting that time of year again. We've had a lot of thunderstorms and such as that that makes me get out late at night. So really hadn't had a chance to catch up on them.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, man, we're going to try to keep you up to date here. We have been hitting some rodeos, and we are loving it. This is a great time for us. Actually going to be out at the bullfighting clinic that the SSBR is doing tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Going to be a great day. And then we're heading over tomorrow afternoon, going over to Fort Pierce for the PBR Challenger Series with a few bull riders that we have down this way. Going to be competing in it. And definitely getting out and doing some rodeos, man. This is a great time for us. But, you know, I know we're still missing one in the bunch, and that being Rip. And, you know, we know he's taking care of a lot of family issues and things like that at home. But, you know, that challenge is still on there, Rip, or Snake. I think that I think we got something going there. And I'm still up for the challenge there for the Philadelphia, you know, the Out of the Chutes challenge. What do you think?
Well, I don't know when we're going to be able to have it. SSBR has rescheduled Philadelphia again. It has been postponed again.
See, that is why we love having you on our show, Sneak, because you are just up on the listings. I'm scrolling down here trying to check it out myself. When did they say when they postponed it till?
I haven't got a chance to catch up. They haven't given a date on it yet, so I'm not sure. So that's just one I just caught about 2 minutes ago. So I'm really not sure right at the moment. I'm gonna find out for us.
Well, we'll definitely get that. We'll definitely try to figure that out. Hey, Sneak, let me ask you, how far are you away from Pensacola?
About an hour and a half, 2 hours.
You interested in coming over on May 1st and 2nd?
Yeah.
You know what, man? We may just do our Out of the Chute challenge here coming up real shortly then. It looks like they're going to be in Pensacola, Florida. I think we're going to be up that way. So we'll have to try to see if we can't set something up for that. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right. Well, hey, rodeo fans, if you're interested in tuning in, if you want to get involved, talk a little rodeo with us, give us a call, 646-915-9940. But, hey, Sneak, let me tell you, man, you know, some of these deals we've been going to lately with the SSBR have been great, man. And not just them, the Remington Rough Stock Rodeos we've been hitting down there in Tampa have just been fantastic, man. I cannot get over the type of bull ridings that we've had. You know, we were talking last week in our show. We went down and we covered Remington Rough Stock last Friday night. And let me tell you, we had some bull riders down there, man. A lot of the bigger name riders were there. You know, we had Kevin Rooster McKeeman, which I know we've talked about when you and Rip were on the show. That was, man, he was so impressive to watch. I've not seen a bull ride like that in a long time. Bull come out in the longo round, and, you know, he ended up scoring, I believe it was like an 80-point ride on this bull. Yeah, it sure was. It was an 80-point ride on a bull they call Pot Rivet. And let me tell you, this bull rider just, I mean, when that bull turned back into his hand, he spurred him. And I'm not talking just spurred him, Sneak. I'm talking this guy let loose and got into this bull's neck. He was just putting on a show, man. And the bull was still getting it. I mean, you know, it was a tough ride. So for a long go bull to be scored, you know, I mean, and the bull scored pretty high. I think he may have gotten docked a point or two just in the amount of kicking right towards the end. But that bull turned back into his hand and was still getting it. And, I mean, Rooster just got up into his neck, man. I've not seen a bull rider spur in the neck like that in a while.
And what did you say he scored on that bull?
He only scored an 80, but, you know, I mean, for down here in some of these associations, that's actually a pretty good score. I mean, I haven't seen an 80-point ride in a while at Remington, you know, with those bulls down there. And they had another stock contractor come down and bring some bulls. And, you know, I can't remember who the stock contractor was, and we'll see if we can't catch up with Chrissy. I believe she's going to try to call in the show here in just a little bit. But, you know, it was a fantastic looking ride, man, and let me tell you, Rooster was getting it.
Yeah, he is. I was real impressed with him when I saw him in Laurel. He's a good little bull rider. You know, he just the ride he put on here in Laurel. I was thoroughly impressed with him. Rip got to see him up in Greenwood, and he was impressed with him. And yeah, I've been keeping up with it a little bit. You know, I know he went. I believe it was 85, and help me with the pronounce of this name, Sebring, Florida, last weekend.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I believe he plays second there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, you would be correct. You would definitely be correct. He's out there. They're still getting it, man. Sebring was a good event, and I'm sorry we did not get a chance to get down there. We ended up having to. We went down to Fort Myers instead. We had our choice, man. Last weekend we could have gone to three different rodeos, all put on by the Southern States Bull Riding. They had one in Fruitland Park that we could have gone to. I heard they had some really good bull riders up there. They had Fort Myers and then they had Sebring, and Sebring was the Firemen's Association bull riding down there, put on by a gentleman by the name of Doug Walker. Does the name sound familiar?
Yeah, I am real bad on names. I'd probably have to see a picture of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Doug was actually a bull rider and was actually really strong in the standings, in the PRCA standings, for a period of time in the 90s, was involved in a tragic accident. Now he's doing a lot of promotional events and working a lot with the Southern States Bull Riding. So,
good deal. Glad to have him back into the loop.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I actually had the pleasure of talking with him for a little bit Saturday morning. Great guy. Really is. Really great to talk with, and look forward to getting out to a lot of his shows. Like I said, we kind of weighed our options and figured out that Fort Myers was going to be the best for us. Went down there, watched some, I'll tell you what, we watched some bulls. I can't necessarily say we watched some bull riding. Had 18 riders, and they brought back, I believe, 6 in the short go round, and we had one qualified ride out of the whole deal. But let me tell you, the bulls were, trying to think of the gentleman's name, the company. It was Peace River Rodeo and Landant Bucking Bulls with Jamie Landant, and they brought their bulls down. Well, Jamie had just purchased a lot of new bulls from out west and brought them down here. And let me tell you, man, these bulls are just full of it. And they're going to be down here in these swamps, so they're going to get even stronger. real impressive to watch, man, I'll tell you. I'm loving it. I got so excited, Sneak, that these bulls are going to be down tomorrow in Myakka City for that bullfighter challenge, and they're looking for riders to get on. I'm bringing my gear with me, buddy. I can't guarantee I'm going to be on, but with that type of bulls that were down there last weekend, I'm kind of itching, man. I got the fever, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what the boss lets you do, huh?
Yeah, well, that is, the boss is going to have the ultimate say on that, and it's just one of those deals that I keep telling her, honey, I'm doing it for the business. I'm doing it for the business. And she said, well, what's the business going to do if you get hurt? So, she's still a little leery about it. But, I'll tell you what, being back around the Southern States Bull Riding and Remington Rustock over there at Corey's Place. And, speaking of Corey's Place, actually got my 10-year-old son down there on a bull or on a steer, a junior steer, last Friday night, man. You want to talk about a proud papa? That was one proud daddy right there watching his son get out for the first time.
Well, how did he do?
He only lasted about 3 jumps, but that steer come out buck so hard that I was amazed. I mean, it's probably about 750-pound little steer, and when he come out, man, I dropped his nose and he kicked real hard. And I think it just scared my son, so he picked his head up. And, of course, after that, you get pulled back on your rope, and it's all downhill. But, I'll tell you what a tough little cowboy. He actually got stepped on, too, when the steer came down on that last jump, stepped on his calf. So he got a real good taste of what it takes to be a bull rider. And I'll tell you what, he can't get enough of it. He's ready to go back for some more. So looking forward to that.
So he jumped up wanting more, huh?
Yes, sir, he did. It took him, he got a little worked up there in the arena. We kind of helped him out, got him over to the sidelines, got him outside behind the bucking chutes. And it took him all of about from the time that he got his rodeo gear and walked over to the truck and all the fans cheering for him and giving him high fives and telling him what a good job he did for him to get over that. So, yeah, he was certainly ready to ride after that.
That's a good deal. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. But, hey, listen, like I said, we still got a lot of time left. If you're interested in calling, talking some rodeo with us, we'll be happy to take your call. 646-915-9940. Give us a ring. We'll be happy to talk some rodeo. And, Sneak, I couldn't help but notice that you were actually on the Making Eight Buddies chat room.
Yeah, I'm just in here trying to figure this little thing out and playing around with the website a little bit, seeing what all we've got going on. Looks like you've been doing a lot of work the last couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. We certainly have. You know, we have definitely been putting a lot of work into this thing, and you know, we're still putting some work into it. We're kind of changing some things around. We're making it a little bit easier to navigate through. But there's a lot of stuff on this website. We're looking to add a lot more things. You know, before we get in and start talking some of the, like the Fort Myers event, and we start doing some recapping, you know, we a lot of stuff that we're doing, not just with bull riding, but with the other portions of the rodeo, you know, the steer wrestling and calf roping and barrel racing and all that. So we're looking to really get out there and get involved. So, you know, if you guys are interested, you know, definitely check out our website and go through the whole thing, because there's a lot of information out there for you.
Yeah, that, and you, for no other reason, you get to see a picture of me.
Well, you know what, Nick? You know, we don't want to scare them away, buddy. We're trying to prevent that, man. We want to get guests. We don't want to lose them.
I hear you.
Well, hey, no, listen. If it'll get some of those little cowgirls over to come over and take a look at the makeup guy and Sneaky, hey, we'll take it. So you rodeo fans, get over and check us out.
Yeah, we need to get Chrissy to go ahead and set her page up.
Oh yes, we do, definitely. Well, I've been on to her. I got to talk with her a little bit earlier today. I think she would have done it, but she was actually coloring some Easter eggs. So. You know what? Speaking of Chrissy there, Sneak, I believe we got her on the line. So let's see if we can't jump down there to her and say hello. What do you think?
That works for me.
Make an eight.
Hey, Scott, it's Chrissy.
Hey, Chrissy. Did you hear us talking about you or what?
No, I just called in.
Wow. Well, yeah, we got Sneak on the other line over there. So, Sneaky, say hey to Chrissy.
Hello, Miss Christy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Sneak?
Oh, I'm doing good. Better now that you're here. I got a prettier voice to listen to now.
Well, thank you.
Well, yeah, we were just talking about the new profile pages on making8.com, and you know, we were going to call them our Get a Grip pages, Chris. But we actually just changed them. We're going to call them our Making Eight Buddy pages. So that's what we have posted. That's one of our newest things that just came up. And Sneak was just saying how we needed to get your pretty picture on there.
Well, thanks. I look forward to getting on there and signing up and being one of the top buddies on your list.
Oh, most definitely.
I'm definitely going to have to put you ahead of Scott. There's no doubt.
Well, you know what, Chrissy? We do say that we are the prettiest guys on radio. We've got the best-looking faces.
You know, they say people have a face for radio. I think you guys are doing a little bit better than that.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm not quite up to TV par yet, but I'm getting there.
Well, Sneak, you just keep wearing the makeup and it'll be okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. All right.
Now, Ms. Chris, you're from right there close to – what part of Florida are you from?
Tampa.
You're from Tampa, too. Okay. I just wanted to make sure there, because Scott was probably telling me you were from Jacksonville or somewhere, so I go looking in the wrong places there.
He wants to lead you off track.
Well, you got to watch Sneak, because he's liable to – you know, he's liable to start peering around your neighborhood or something.
Well, with a name like Sneak, what would you expect?
Exactly, huh? They don't call him Sneaky for nothing. But, hey, Chrissy, give us an update here. What's been going on with Remington now? I know you and I got to spend a lot of time, and we watched some great bull riding down there last week.
Yeah, we had a great show last week. Looking forward to next week's show as well. You know, again, Pop SSBR Cowboy took home the top prize money at our rodeo last week.
Well, you know what? Rooster is really working for it. I mean, he's got his mind on his business, and he knows what he's doing. I was really impressed to see him ride, but, you know, we saw a lot of other great riders out there. You know, actually, I think the top three were some of the top bull riders here in Florida, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, Kevin had an 80-point ride in the first round. I mean, he's just on one of Clay Lewis's bulls, and then he brought it back in the second round and was on his game. You know, we also had Travis Van Eaton and Nick Kakuza and, you know, some other top SSCR Cowboys with us last week.
Yep. Now, Travis Van Eaton is a Zebra Cowboy. He does a lot of Zebra events as well and is actually up in their standings. So it's good to see a North Carolina Cowboy head down this way. And did he actually place enough to make some money in that or no?
No, he didn't. He tied for second. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
That's right. And it was the other one was Tom Winky, right?
Tom Winky was lucky enough to come back in the second round. He had 75 points in the first round, got 76 points in the second round, and tied Travis for second place.
Yeah, there we go. Well, we're actually looking to meet up with Tom as well as Brian Corson and a few other riders tomorrow night over at in Fort Pierce at the PBR deal. So we look
That's
forward to meeting
be
up
a
with
great
those guys. Yeah, you're right. But, you know, the thing that fans don't understand is these riders that are competing in those bigger events they're riding down here on Friday nights down here at Remington Roughstock. So these guys have an opportunity to get down and see some of these cowboys.
That's right. And they start, you know, a lot of them started their rodeo career with us and using our practice pens. And now they still come back to make sure they can get on a bull and they're ready for these bigger events like the PBR.
Yep. Most definitely. Most definitely. Well, Sneak, you still with us?
I'm sitting here listening to Christy. I mean, she's taking the show. I mean, I done fell in love here.
I hear you.
I do have to correct you, though, Sneak. There is no T in my name.
Oh, okay. I apologize, Miss Christy.
That's all right.
Well, you know what, Christy, we definitely look forward to being down at your event next Friday with Corey and down at the Crosstown Arena. The last 2 weeks have just been fantastic with some great bull riding. We look forward to seeing that again.
And, again, we love having you guys there. The Making 8 team, the Making 8 bull riders, just adds a lot more to our event. It makes it so much more exciting for the fans. As if we didn't have a great enough show to begin with, then to have you guys there with us is just a bonus.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, it's a bonus for us, too. It works out, and that's why we developed this, because we really want to be involved and make something happen for these fans, make it entertaining, and so we're going to bring it to you in all aspects. But, you know, there's a – I'm starting to lose my train of thought here, Chrissy.
Well, you know, you talk about extreme sports and everybody thinks like snowboarding and skateboarding, but one of the most extreme sports out there is bull riding, and people are just coming to realize how exciting it is to go to and to listen to a rodeo.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. No, we try to make it as exciting as we can to bring it to them on the radio or through the computer. But really, getting out and getting involved, being able to back your truck up to the arena, just like you guys have down there at Remington, and watch some of that great bull riding action, it just doesn't get any better than that. And, you know, that's what we really want to do. We want to make it so entertaining for these fans that are at home that they just can't sit any longer and listen to it. They've got to get out and see for themselves. So
yeah.
That's what our goal is.
And you guys are making it happen. And, you know, I grew up going to rodeos like this. There were no bleachers or anything. We backed our pickup trucks up, and we watched guys practice ride bulls. I mean, that's just the way it was. And so we're giving these new fans a taste of how everything, you know, used to be and how everything should be. And, yeah, the PBR events are, like, flashy and pyrotechnics, and that's some awesome bull riding. But you want to see some down-home bull riding, we'll give it to you.
That's right. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And like I said, you're not losing out. You're still getting some of those same riders, some of the same bulls even, you know. A lot of these guys are out at these PBR events, so you're not missing anything by coming out to one of these shows.
Yeah, I mean, one of our PBR bulls that's been to the PBR twice did not get ridden last week and did not get ridden 2 weeks before that, so proves that he's a PBR caliber bull.
That's right. Well, there's no doubt. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. We had such a great time sitting back on the buck and shoots. Now, Chrissy, I do have to ask you, what did you think of that little 10-year-old boy getting on his first steer?
I thought that was awesome, Scott.
Well, you know what?
And for those of you that don't know, it was Scott's son. And Scott was telling me that he had that pit in the bottom of his stomach, just like when he used to get on a bull, for the fact that his son was getting on a steer. And it was so exciting to see him, and his son was so excited and so happy. And, again, your son is the future of our sport.
Well, that's it. You know, there was that other young junior steer rider down there as well. And, you know, we really enjoy that. We love seeing that and that, you know, that passion, you know, that these kids are getting out and getting involved with that sport. That's what we really want to promote. We want to get these other, you know, these other younger kids involved. And, you know, we're going to go from anywhere from these younger kids. We just signed on my son, obviously, because this is something that he wants to pursue. He's going to be one of our newest team members. So he's racking up points along with Brian Corson and some of these other team members that we have. And, you know, competing for our trophy belt buckle we're giving away at the end of the year. So, you know,
a great thing. I mean, getting everybody involved, all age groups, all calibers of cowboys. I mean, that's awesome.
Yep. Well, that's what we want to accomplish, you know. Now, Chrissy, when you and I talked this week, we were talking about some of these riders, and you said you had some information and some stats on one of our newest team members in Brian Corson. So you have anything you got handy that you can share with us?
I do. You know, Brian Corson's riding in the SSBR, and he's doing an awesome job right now this year. He's sitting there with 1,525 points. I traveled with Brian Corson when I used to announce for the UBC, which was the Ultimate Bull Challenge, and he blew away most of our events. He took home the prize money almost every time.
Now, how long ago was that?
I'd say it's been about 2 years ago, two, three years ago. We did events in Cocoa Beach. We did some events at some bars around here in Tampa, and just he was showing up, had on his game face, had his head ready to go, and was taking home the money.
Yeah, well, you know, Brian Corson being, you know, he's a veteran cowboy, and, you know, he has worked his way up, was actually in the Built Four Tough standings for a couple of years, I believe. You know, he is one tough cowboy, and you know, anytime, and that it doesn't matter what rodeo event he goes to. It could be one of these little jackpot deals, or it could be a bigger rodeo like the PBR. I mean, he's got his game face on, and he's ready to ride.
Yeah, and he, you know, he had taken a little bit of time off, and he was using the UBC as a stepping stone to come back, and he proved to himself and to all of us that he was back.
Yeah, well, that's excellent. And, you know, he's still out there, like I said, you know, or like you were saying, with his points and all that within the SSBR this year. And he's working his way back up. You know, he's trying to get up into the Four Tough standings again. We're working on promoting him, and he's working with us. We're excited about it. Hopefully we can get him to call into the show here in a little bit. We're going to try to check in with him and see how he's feeling for tomorrow, because he's going to be over doing the PBR event. We're going to be with him, so we look forward to that.
When you told me you'd sign him on as a team member, I was just so excited to hear that. You know, he did so well in Kissimmee on the 28th, and I just want to see him go as far as he can go, because he is the true epitome of a cowboy, of a bull rider.
Oh, he really is. And, you know, for the rodeo fans out there that may not know, I mean, you've got to take the opportunity to sit down with a lot of these cowboys, but especially cowboys like Brian Corson, really humble, really just nice to talk to. You know, the first time we actually ran into Brian was about, I think, a couple weeks ago. We were down in Miami City, and Brian rode down there, And after the event, him and I were talking, and he actually told me, he said, can you hold on for a few minutes? I got to run down and play with my son. And he goes down, and he puts his son on his back, and he starts acting like a bull. And his son, I believe, is 3 years old. And, you know, it was just so impressive to see this bull rider of his caliber getting down and just playing with these kids. And, you know, fans were taking pictures, and he was signing autographs. And, you know, just what a great guy.
I mean, if he placed third that night, he could have been a huge egomaniac and been eating it all up, but he knew where his priorities were, which was family first.
That's right. And that's what, you know, that's what we promote. That's the type of riders that we have. You know, Ty Harris, another one. Young 18-year-old guy that is really focused on what he's doing. He really wants to make this a career. So we're going to work with him and help him, you know, get up that way. We want to get him into the Biddle Four Tough Series. And, you know, the one thing that was always taught me was that if you want to be successful, you have to surround yourself with successful people. And, you know, guys like Brian Corson and Ty Harris, these guys are successful bull riders. So, you know, there's a lot of bull riders out there that you know, need a place to go. We want to be that family for them.
That's right. I mean, Ty places second in Myakka and then 10th in Big Cypress. And, you know, he just keeps showing up and staying in the game.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. But anyhow, we're still waiting to see if we can get Brian to call into our show here a little bit. We may even have a few more riders calling in. But, Chrissy, are you willing to hang on the line to with us for a few minutes while we take a short break?
I would love to.
All right. What do you think, Sneak? Are we good to take a break?
Oh, yeah. I need to refill the water bottle.
All right there. Well, rodeo fans, if you guys want to get involved, maybe talk with Chrissy or Sneak, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're going to take a short break. Let Sneak go back and refill the water bottles, and we'll be right back.
Hooked on a second ride.
welcome back, rodeo fans, down here back on the ranch radio show with Making Aid Outreach. Glad to have you listening in with us. If you want to call in and check in with us, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to take your calls. Sneak, you still with us?
I'm here.
Hey, buddy, I got a question for you. Do you have your computer on? Do you have the volume on?
No, I don't.
No? Okay. We're getting a pretty good echo here, and I don't know if it's something on our side of things or just what, but we'll see if we can't work out that technical difficulty. But before we do, I believe we still have Chrissy on the line with us. Chrissy, you there with us?
I'm still here, Scott.
All right. Well, hey, listen, I believe we just got the phone lines lighting up, so we're going to try to take some callers here. You guys hang on a second. Making Eight.
Hey, it's Brian. How you doing, Scott?
How you doing, Brian?
All right, man.
Good deal, man.
Well, there tonight.
Well, yeah, man, things are going great. We're excited about some rodeo action tomorrow, buddy. We're going to be down in Micah City doing the bullfighting clinic tomorrow, covering that. And then we're heading over to your way to do the PBR in Fort Pierce. What do you think, man?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be exciting, that's for sure. Going to be a lot of people there watching great bull riding, great bulls bucking, and bull riders riding.
That's right, man. Well, we know you're going to be one of them down there, I mean, with your mind on your business. Chrissy and I were just talking, and actually Chrissy is on the line with us from Remington Rough Stock. So, Chrissy, say hey to Brian.
Hey, Brian, how's it going?
All right, how you doing?
I'm good. Long time no see.
Yeah, is everything going all right in your neck of the woods?
Everything's going great. Keeping up with radio, loving Making Eight.
There you go. Yeah, it's a real exciting thing. I tell you, it's really moving along pretty good and reaching out to a lot of these bull riders and everything. And I think we'll get somewhere with this program.
Yeah. Well, last week when Scott told me you signed on, I was so excited. I'm like, I've done so much stuff with Brian between the SSCR and the Remington Rough Stock, and when we used to ride for the SS or the UBC. I mean, I'm like, I know Brian. I'm so excited to have a part of the team.
Yes, I'm very excited to be a part of the team too. I tell you, it kind of gives a different perspective to getting back to where you kind of want to be.
Well, you know what, Brian, while we're talking about that, where is it exactly you're looking to go, man? I mean, being 35 and, been away from the game for a couple of years, taking some time off from the PBR circuits, what is it you're looking to do now?
I tell you what, I'm looking to stay healthy like I am right now. I've been pretty healthy, and I've been doing pretty good with my bull riding again, and I'm ready to get back out there and get back on tour and show my fans that I wasn't a one time blast, that I'm coming back and I'm going to ride again, and they're going to get to see me, and we're going to get to have some fun riding some great bulls.
Well, that's for sure. Now, we've had the opportunity to follow you around at a lot of these SSBR events, and there's no doubt in my mind, and even the other riders that you compete against, they all tell me, listen, Brian knows what he's doing, and he's got his mind on his business. He's ready to make some rides and get back up into those standings. And we're supporting you, man, because we know you have it in you to do it.
Well, I tell you, Scott, that's what it really takes. It takes a lot of support from your fans and people that care about you, and also the outsiders who really believe in you and know that you got something special in you, and that you're doing what you love. That's the main thing, is you're doing what you love, and you're trying to continue to progress at all times with your sports and also any kind of hobby you may have.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't matter what you're doing. But, just how you handle yourselves, both in and out of the arena, it's just really impressive to watch, and that's the kind of leadership that really needs to be out there. We look forward to seeing you back on the Built for Tough series. We really do. I think you've got it in you, and you know, you say you're healthy now. I mean, are you really feel that healthy to get back and compete against some of these younger guys like JB and, you know, Cody Lostro and those guys?
Oh, absolutely. I tell you, you know, I've had a few injuries and everything that set me back a little bit. Like, you know, like every bull rider does. It's not when or where it's going to happen. It's just how long you're going to last before it does. But it eventually does. And, you know, right now I really feel healthy. And I love being able to ride with them guys and everything. You know, they're my friends, and I like to see them ride and make great rides. And, you know, my main motto is I'm not ever competing really against the riders. I've never competed against a rider because we're out there doing the same thing, just trying to ride our bull. That's what you got to compete with. You got to compete with riding your bull. You know, if you're trying to compete with a rider, then you're just backing up, you know, because that you're not riding the bulls that you're supposed to ride because your mind's somewhere else. And in bull riding, your mind ought to be on riding bulls.
You know what? That's well said, Brian. That makes a lot of sense, man. And, you know, for those rodeo fans that are out there listening, you're listening to one of the elite, I mean, veteran bull riders. I mean, this guy knows what he's talking about, so there's no mistake in it. Now, Brian, when you were riding in the Built Ford Tough Series, what did you get up to as far as your points and your money in the standings?
Well, in 2005, I was sitting 35th in the world before I was going to the finals. And a week before the finals, I was sitting 35th, and I broke my ankle at a practice pin.
Oh, man.
I'd made over 56,000 that year riding, which, you know, a lot of people say, man, that's great and everything. But, it, you know, you have to put a lot back into this sport, too.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, you have to pay out for your traveling expenses and your equipment you know, hotel costs and everything else. So, you know, and that's what we're going to look to do is get you promoted as well, get you sponsored so that way, you know, we can kind of help cover those costs for you. I think that's real important, and I think that you're the type of bull rider that can work his way back up there. And I am excited about the comeback story that for Brian Corson. I mean, just, you know, that whole deal when the PBR comes in and they start talking about that comeback story, I you know it's going to happen because Brian is dedicated to doing it, and we're going to stand behind him and help him do it. We're going to help you do it, man.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I tell you, you know, times are kind of hard right now for a lot of people. But, you know, the good Lord's blessing us in all different ways, and I believe a lot of people's not really opened their eyes up and seen that yet. But as soon as they kind of step out their back door and take a good breath of air again, they'll realize that, you know, that there is a good Lord out there, and there's help for anyone that looks up above.
Yeah, that's well said, Brian. And you know, that's part of our outreach. We really want to help people realize that, and riders like yourself being that influence, you know, getting out to these rodeos and you know, being an impact for these fans that may be going through these tough times. You know, we want to reach out to them as well. So, you know what, Brian, I cannot wait to meet up with you tomorrow down there at the in Fort Pierce. I think we're going to have an exciting time down there. It should be some great bull riding, man, and we know that you're looking to be in the short show there at the end of the night.
Absolutely, absolutely. I can't wait to see you down there, Scott, and be able to have some conversations with you again about what we're doing with this Making Eight. And let's see where we can go and see if we can't get this thing a little bit bigger and try to help these riders out. Also, let's see if we can't get some fans out there looking at us and saying, hey, you know, this is really working. And I think that's what we need to do is just pretty much focus on our priorities and the bull riding and exactly where Making Eight trying to go with this.
Yes, sir. Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you, Brian. I don't know how I may be a little sore down there tomorrow at Fort Pierce myself because I believe I may get on a bull or two myself down there in Miaka City. I can't wait, man.
Well, just remember, keep your mind in the middle, buddy.
Yes, sir. You're right about that. I'll take that with me when through that bucking chute. I remember Brian Corson told me to do this, and that's the way I'm going to stick with it, man.
Well, hey, yeah, I tell you what, you know, just do the best you can, and that's all you can do. As long as you're giving it 100%, no matter where you wind up, you know that you've done all that you can do. The rest
right.
is all everything else.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we know you're going to be doing the same thing tomorrow night down there at Fort Pierce. But, hey, Brian, before we get cut off, man, I know we haven't heard from him, but Sneaky Wilson is one of our bullfighters. He's been commentating, helping us out with these radio shows. He's actually on the air and wants to say hi to you. So let Sneaky say hi to you.
All right.
How's it going?
Hey, how you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Oh, hey, I'm not going to complain. Nobody wants to listen to an old grumpy cowboy anyway.
No. But, well, I did have one question for you, Brian. Out of all the rides you put on, which one stands out in your mind as the best one you ever made? That's the question
you know,
I like to ask all of them.
You know, there is a lot. There's a lot of people ask me that question. And I've actually been on some pretty ranked bulls in my years, but probably one of the best rides that I honestly I think that I ever made was on a bull named Honky Tonk that Oscar White owned, and me and Troy Dunn was the only one that when the bull was out of the bucking age and bucking out of a practice pen was the only two to ever cover that bull.
Good deal. That's something I always like to ask, you know, the bull riders, because, you know, I know you get some bulls that are scored a lot better, but I like to know what your opinion of which one was the best one you ever been on, and that kind of answered the question there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, if it had, and the thing about it was that a kind of a backyard show kind of that we was having here in Florida, but you know what, it doesn't matter where you go or where you're at, it doesn't mean that the bulls still don't buck just as good.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Brian, that's what Chrissy and I have been talking about, is that, you know, these fans coming down to these Remington Rustock rodeos the first and third Friday of every month are really seeing a good show and really watching some great bull riders and some great bulls down there. Now, these caliber of bulls that are down there are still bucking just as hard as these bulls that are on the TBR circuits and anywhere else, you know?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, you got to look at the perspective of where these bulls are coming from. I mean, there's bulls that's all over the world, and they're not only in Texas, they're not only in the PBR, they're not only in the PRCA, they're not only in these other associations, they're all over the world that they're bucking bulls that are just as good. A man could have very well lead this bull out with a halter and lead rope on him and putting in a chute, and he bucked just as hard as something that's going to hunt you down and try to tear your liver out.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that, man. Well, hey, listen, Brian, I really appreciate you taking the time to call into the show. Man, we cannot wait for tomorrow. You know, I think that we're going to have a great rodeo down that way and look forward to meeting up with you, man. I think we got a Make an Eight shirt for you. And actually, I think the boss lady, which is who I call my wife, she's definitely the boss. I think she's getting your shirt ready now as we speak, buddy.
Well, fantastic. And I tell you, tomorrow we're going to be hoping we make a little bit more than eight, though. We're going to be hoping to make them 16 tomorrow.
Yes, sir. No doubt. All right, buddy. Well, hey, listen, we'll let you get back and enjoy the family time, and we will definitely catch up with you in Fort Pierce tomorrow night, buddy.
All right, Scott. Hey, I appreciate y'all letting me in on this, and God bless y'all, and have a wonderful evening.
Yeah, you too, Brian.
Good luck tomorrow, Brian.
Thanks, Chrissy. Appreciate it.
All right, take care.
All right, thank y'all.
All right, guys. Well, hey, listen. What a great cowboy. You know, just to be able to sit back and talk with him is really impressive. What do you think, Chrissy?
You know, that's one of the best things about Brian Corson is he's just so real and down to earth, and he has his priorities in line. You know, a lot of people think, oh, he's going to be a celebrity, and I can't talk to him, and I can't go up to him. anybody from a 10-year-old kid to a 90-year-old woman could walk up to Brian and he would have a conversation with him.
Yeah, that's right.
He's just that down to earth, and that much of a real person and a real cowboy.
Yep. Well, I know it's been a long time for you, you know, to be able to catch up with him. I mean, you know, I don't think he's changed a bit, you know, just in the year or 2 years that it's been since you've seen him.
No, and he's riding so much better and just, you know, so much more confidence in his voice about his riding. I know that he's on his game and he's going to go far.
Yep, there is no doubt about that. We're excited for it. Like I said, I cannot wait to be down there tomorrow because I think he may be, you know, one of the headlines for the event tomorrow. And, you know, I think we have a good thing. I think we have a good thing with Brian, and I think Brian will really enjoy working with us. I think, you know, I think us getting out and reaching out to some of these other riders and reaching out to some of these fans is a good thing.
Brian is definitely an asset to the Macon 8 team.
Yeah, definitely. Well, hey, listen, Chrissy, I don't want to hold you up either. Now, how did you do with the egg coloring earlier today? Did you do okay?
We had a blast. The kids loved it. We all loved it, you know. Good family fun.
Yeah, that's what it's about, just having some good old-fashioned family fun. But hey,
I think my fingers are stained purple, though.
I bet they are. Well, you said purple was your color, right?
Yeah. Pink and purple, those are my colors.
That's right. Hey, while I got you both on the line, let me find out what you guys think. Have you heard anything about the Cody Lambert comeback?
I read something about it on the website, but I haven't been able to find a whole bunch of information. It kind of gets me excited.
Yeah, I'll tell you. What do you think of a cowboy of his nature being gone since 96, making a comeback ride like that? I'm anxious for it. I think it's going to be really good to see, you know, and I just can't wait. You know, the PBR is still coming up with new and exciting things. You know, they're doing a lot to promote their events, and they're really exciting to watch now as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I heard a little snippet that he was coming back, and I was like, are you kidding me? Where can I find more information on this? Because, you know, he's one of the guys that I watched, you know, back when I was in college and stuff. It was like, yes, I'm excited to see someone of his caliber come back to the sport.
Yep. Well, what do you think, Sneak?
I'm interested to see how it turns out. He's been going a while, and I'm kind of leaning towards the bull, but you know, you can't ever count Cody out there. He may pull one out on us.
Well, I think he's going back, getting things fired up. I think he's getting trained. You know, he's getting back in shape, which I know for sure. You know, that's something that I've been working on this week as well. You know, when I first had to get found out I'd have the opportunity to get on some bulls down there tomorrow night, I said, man, I got to start getting in shape.
Well, I want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow night. Scott, I'm sorry I can't be there to see it.
Oh, that's all right, Chrissy. Well, you know what? If things go well, who knows? Maybe I'll come down and do a return ride or an exhibition ride down there at Remington, at Crosstown Arena.
We would love to have that happen.
Well, who knows what the rodeo road holds, you know? I mean, that's the one thing that is great about rodeo is you just never know what's going to happen in the future. You know, I mean, some cowboys say that they're retired and they come back, and, you know, guys like Cody Lambert, even after 13 years, you know, decides he's going to come back and give it another shot. So, you know, I love this life. The rodeo life is a great life.
It is, and we are all blessed to be a part of it.
That's right. Well, hey, you know, if there's any listeners out there that want to give us a call, talk some rodeo, 646-915-9940. I believe we had a few callers pop in, but we were on the phone with Brian, so we weren't able to get over and connect with him. But if you guys want to call in, talk some rodeo, definitely make sure you give us a call. We'll be happy to talk some rodeo with you.
Scott, I want to give out the call-in number, because if any of the cowboys out there listening are interested in riding in our show on Friday the 17th, they need to call in on Wednesday, April 15th.
Okay, yeah, what is that?
Yeah, this includes exhibition and regular jackpot riders, and the phone number to call in is area code 813 657-4866. And you can call in from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Wednesday the 15th.
Okay. Well, we will we'll definitely do that. And you know what? I found out that Remington does have their website up. It is now.
Yes, we are back up and running.
It is now www.tampabullriding.com. And we
correct.
Do have
thanks
that link. Yep, we do have that link on our MakingEight.com website. So if you scroll down, you'll see the Remington Rough Stock banner there. So you can definitely log in, click through that. It'll give you a quick link over to their page, and you can find out all the information about them. Or you can just contact us directly. We'll be happy to point you in their direction.
Thanks, Scott. We appreciate that.
Oh, most definitely. Nick, you have something to say, buddy. You're clearing your throat, man. Now we got to put you on the spot.
Yeah, well, I think we need to have Chrissy on more often.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. She has a lot better sounding voice than me and you both put together there.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, she does such a great job. Let me tell you, Sneak, you are missing out to see Chrissy get down in that arena. And, I mean, she talked about these bulls. Now, Chrissy, can you give us a version of what you do when you get out there in that arena and how you talk about these nasty bulls?
Oh, well, you know, my spiel begins from the fact of asking the crowd if they're ready to see some bull riding. And if they're not loud enough, I got to forewarn them what they're going to see. You know, 1,500 to 2,000 pounds of spinning, snotting, snorting, bucking bulls. So I ask them again, are they ready to see some true bull riding action?
You know what? It just gives me goosebumps. I get so thrilled when you get out there and you start talking about it. It's just exciting. You know, and it does. It really gets the fans fired up. Now, I cannot compete with Chrissy, let me tell you. I think most of the rodeo fans get up and go to the bathroom when I get out there to do the talk. But, hey, we gave away a great T-shirt making eight last week, didn't we?
We did give away a great T-shirt. And, Scott, you do help me get the fans riled up because the ones that come out there all the time, they probably like to hear a new voice every once in a while.
Well, we definitely try to bring that to them. And, you know, we're going to have more giveaways and more promotional deals with Making Eight as we go along. You know, and I look to bring those back over to Remington because I think that the fans that are down there are really, you know, they're good, loyal fans. They love coming to your events. And, you know, we're going to bring in a bunch of more new fans down there as well.
Yeah, we love our loyal fans that have been coming forever, putting up with our schedule changes, but now that we're back to the first and third Friday, we want the loyal fans back, we want the new fans back, and we definitely want you guys back.
Yeah, well, hey, we're going to be there, you know. There's a lot of rodeo action coming up, though, these next couple months, let me tell you. My schedule book is filling up. You know, we are just so full with rodeos and places that we want to go. Places that you know that we're going to try to promote some of these riders and our team members, you know, but there's always Remington. We know that. We love coming down there.
Yeah, and it's just like you said earlier, Scott, we don't have just the nobody cowboys. We have some of the top riders in the SSBR as well as PRCA and, you know, riders like Brian Corson show up at our arena and get on bull.
Yep, on a regular basis they do.
Absolutely.
Well, Sneak, you're quiet again over there. Now, what you doing, buddy?
Well, I was actually, to be honest, I was trying to look up a little information on Cody's comeback, and I haven't had any luck yet, it looks like. They're not saying much about it.
You know what? I'm going back through, and I was trying to do the exact same thing. I was trying to pull it up on their media page, their press releases, and I'm not seeing it there either.
I couldn't find anything myself. I heard something about it, but I haven't been able to find any documented information.
That's so strange. I mean, you know, and I know from what I was told, it was not an April Fool's joke. It was posted April 1st. But, you know, they were talking about it for a few days even after the fact. So I don't think it was really a, you know, an April Fool's joke or anything. If they did, boy, I'll tell you what, the PBR have pulled a good one on us.
Yeah, they pulled one over on all of us if it was a joke.
Well, hey, listen, guys, while we still got you on the line, I think we got another caller, so let's see if we can't go down there and talk some more rodeo. Make an eight.
Scott?
Yes.
Hey, man, it's Ryan Rippo.
Hey, Ryan, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Good, how y'all doing?
Doing pretty good. On the air with us, we got Chris Nicky Wilson out of Mississippi, and we got Chrissy down here out of Remington Rustock.
Okay. What's up, Chrissy?
Hey, Ryan.
Sneak, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm having a little. It was cutting out on me there. I'm sorry. Ryan, how you doing tonight?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Well, Ryan, now let me tell you, man, the rumor is that you're going to be down in Miami City tomorrow. What do you say?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to crack one out.
Excellent, man. Well, you know what? We may be cracking them out together, man. I can't wait.
I know it. I'm pumped. I haven't been on anything for, probably 3 months.
Really? Now, we understand that you're kind of taking some time off right now, working a full-time job. You've got a baby on the way, correct?
Yep.
Well, congratulations on that, man.
Thanks.
Or, you know, we could say, you know, that we're sorry for you just because we know that that's a long 18 years, man, raising those kids.
it's going to be overwhelming sometimes, but we'll get through it.
Yeah, well, we're excited for you, man. And, you know, I mean, Brian Corson took some time off when he had his kid, too. You know, it's not uncommon for us Cowboys to kind of take some time off and focus on the family. I mean, families do come first. That's what we want to promote, you know. I mean, we got to take care of ourselves. And so what we do is we go back and we work full-time jobs and we kind of stay at home or we're close to mama and the baby and try to take care of them. So, man, we respect you for it. I think you're doing a good thing.
All right, I appreciate it.
Now, Ryan, let me ask you, man, about these ropes. You know, I've been seeing them at a lot of the SSBR events. I've been seeing a lot of riders. You know, they've really been riding with these things, and they love them, man. So tell us a little bit about some of these ropes that you have.
I mean, they're good bull ropes. I've been building them for I'd say a year and a half, and when I first started out, they weren't all too great, you know. But you work out the kinks, and I'm proud of them now. And they're worth what I put them up against anybody else's bull rope.
Well, let me tell you, man. I gotta find somebody that's gonna be there tomorrow that actually has one, because I would personally like to put my hand in it, especially if it's a right-handed rope. So if you've got one handy, I might want to try to go down there and give it a shot just to see, compare it against the Barstow rope I have.
Well, I have what I ride with is the whole handle is half skip all the way across. So, I mean, it's right-handed. You can borrow that one, but it's not full lace. Most guys ride with full lace.
Okay. Well, you know, and for the rodeo fans that don't understand what the half-laced compared to the full lace are, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to be down there with Ryan tomorrow. We're going to take some pictures of his ropes, and we're going to have them on our website underneath our store page. So if you're interested in looking into it, you know, go to our website, check out the store page tomorrow, and you'll be able to see them. So, Sneak, do you have any questions for Ryan there?
Oh, well, you know, I'm interested in getting my hands on one of his ropes. You may have to bring him to Pensacola with you. you know, we've talked before about his ropes, and, you know, he's, from what he's telling me, you know, he's making some good ropes. And, I believe you custom make just about anything anybody wants. Is that correct, Ryan?
Yeah. Other than the offset handles, I can build anything other than that. Really, I haven't even had anybody ask for an offset handle.
I think because your blocks are so sturdy and so strong on them, and I think the way you design them, I think that those offsets, you know, there's no comparison. I think you still have the amount of flexibility to get that hand turned the way you want to inside the rope.
Yeah. I mean, if you, I would suggest to people to get a half skip rope or a full skip rope. I mean, that'll be about the same on your wrist as an offset handle. I mean, it'll have that little bit of give so your handle go twist a little bit to that more natural position.
All right. Well, that makes sense, man. Well, hey, look, I can't wait to get down there and look into them, man. You know, and hopefully even ride with one. We'll have to see. I got to talk with the boss first, but we're definitely looking to get on some bulls down there tomorrow.
All right. I'll be there pulling your rope.
All right. Yeah, how does somebody get in touch with you?
What's that?
How does somebody get in touch with you if they want one of the ropes for the listeners?
They can call me on my phone. The phone number is 941-302-0297.
And
that's my cell phone. They can call me anytime at all.
Yep, we also have that link posted on our website. It goes to our store page, but you can also see Ryan Rippo's phone number there. So if you want to call and order up a custom rope, if you're an athlete, want to get into bull riding, or if you're a bull rider that wants to get a good quality rope, definitely give Ryan a call.
All right.
Well, hey, listen, Ryan, we appreciate you calling in and talking with us, man. What time do you think you're going to be down that way tomorrow?
I'll be there at 9 o'clock.
All right, man. Well, hey, we look forward to having you down there, Ryan. You know, like I said, we're gonna be down there ready to ride some bulls, ready to cover some good bullfighting action as well. I think we're going to do a live broadcast down there from the event, leave around 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We'll just have to see what goes on. But by then, I should have gotten on a couple bulls, and we'll be able to sit back and talk about it for the fans.
All right, me too.
All right, Ryan. Well, hey, man, we'll definitely cover you down there tomorrow. Look forward to seeing you. Have a safe trip and have a good night tonight, okay, buddy?
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye, Ryan.
All right.
Now, Scott, you know if I keep on, I'm going to have a truckload for you when you come to Pensacola.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to invite everybody down there to come up with you.
I hear you, man. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, things keep going the way they are. You know, I really think that we're going to have the opportunity. Maybe we'll have the RV set up. You make an 8 tailgate RV, and we'll ride out that way with a whole pack load of them.
Well, you got to bring Chrissy with you.
I was just going to say, I'm calling shotgun.
Well, now, Chrissy, I have a rule about the shotgun riders. They have to navigate, so hopefully you're good at giving directions.
Yeah, I'm a female. I think I'm really good at giving directions.
I was going to say that, but...
Well, we're not going to get into that conversation because Walt is listening on the other side there, so... I'm going to start getting finger pointing here through the door, but...
We don't want to get you in trouble.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you've got the time off, we're definitely looking to head over to Pensacola. We'll meet up down there and cover some great SSBR action as well.
Oh, that would be awesome.
It'll be a great time. We'll let you ride down there with us for sure. But, Chrissy, I can't thank you enough for jumping on here with us. I know Sneak has surely enjoyed you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I appreciate y'all having me.
Well, Any time, Chrissy, you're welcome to call into our show and give us updates with Remington or just talk some rodeo with us. But for the rodeo fans out there, we still got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you want to call and talk some rodeo with us, try to catch up. If you got information that you want to give out, we'll be happy to talk some rodeo with you.
Well, Scott, I'm going to have to sign off. I want to remind everyone that Remington's next show is Friday the 17th, starting at 8 o'clock, if you want to come on out to Brandon and see our show. And, of course, the Make an 18 will be there. That makes it even better.
Oh, absolutely. We will definitely be there. But all right, Chrissy. Well, hey, listen, you have yourself a safe night and a great Easter.
Great. You guys, too. Sneak, it was good talking to you. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too, and I hope your kids have a good one this week.
Thank you. And, Scott, I will talk to you soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Happy
we will
Easter
catch up
to you
week.
And your family, too.
Well, thank you, Chrissy. Like I said, we will catch up this week, and we'll get ready for next Friday down at Crosstown Arena.
Sounds great. Y'all have a good one.
All right, Chrissy, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, man. Well, I got to tell you, it's been a great show. I mean, we're already running down to less than an hour left in our show. If you guys still want to call in and talk some rodeo, 646-915-9940. Sneak, what do you think, man? It's been a pretty good show so far, huh?
Yeah, I'm just sorry that Chrissy had to leave early on us.
I know, man, I know it. But, hey, don't worry, Sneak. We'll get her back just for you, okay? We'll bring her back.
Well, I mean, I would love to find out, you know, how she got involved into becoming an announcer and things like that. And had all intentions of asking her, you know, when Brian got off, and then, of course, she had to run. She had family to take care of. So, you know, maybe next time we'll have to set her down and put her on the grill there a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right, man. We'll work on that. We'll do a profile show with Chrissy and find out a lot about how she got into the announcing and that type of thing. Who knows? Maybe if we can get her to go to Pensacola with us, we'll do one of the deals right there live from the event. What do you think?
That sounds good to me.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, listen, man. Are you able to hang in there for a few more minutes with us?
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Sneak, I think I'm going to go refill the water bottle real fast, give you a chance to refill yours, and we're going to take a short break, all right?
That'll work.
All right. Well, you guys, if you're interested in calling in, 646-915-9940, give us a call. We got about 45 minutes left in the show. Love to talk some rodeo with us. So you guys hang tight, listen to some rodeo music, and we'll be right back.
Your name is so loud in here I can't hear a thing, but I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Then hey, let the sun went down, be hey, let me come back around. It's all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways. Ain't no need to fight, y'all take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. Once you're out, you ain't coming back. Velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hey, since the sun went down, be hey, when it comes back around. Earth's all week, it's time to play, gonna get a little bit sideways. Gotta make them wanna, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Then hey, since the sun went down, be hey, when they come back around. Where's all week, it's time to play, gonna get a little bit
Yeah, all right, rodeo fans, welcome back to the Megan 8 Outreach Back on the Ranch radio show. I am your host, Scott Misick. Along with me tonight, Chris Sneaky Wilson. Glad to have you back with us there, Sneak.
Thank you for having me back, Scott.
Anytime, buddy, anytime. I'll tell you what, man, we've had a really good show. You know, we've talked with some good bull riders tonight. Brian Corson, you know, one of the best down here in the state of Florida. Look forward to catching up with him and working with him this weekend down there in Fort Pierce tomorrow night. But also had the pleasure of having Chrissy on with Remington Rustock in the Crosstown Arena. So it's been real nice having her on. And then we had Ryan Rippo. So, you know, we actually didn't get a chance to, we haven't gotten a chance to talk a lot about the some of the standings and some of the other events that have been going on, Snake.
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but I really haven't been keeping up on it for the last couple of weeks. I'm going to have to leave that up to you tonight, because you've been more up on the SSBR and the upcoming events than I have.
I hear you, man. Well, hey, you know, just to kind of give some of the rodeo fans out there a little rundown, last week, like I said, we did have the pleasure of going down to Fort Myers. I had one qualified ride out of 24 riders. You know, the 18 in the long go and then the short having six riders, and we only had one qualified ride all night, and that was Timmy Smith was our only qualified ride. Now, we had a couple close ones. We had Tim Plunkett that scored a, I guess, in the long go, he was on a bull they call a Gremlin, made it 7-1. And then, you know, in the short go, I don't have my actual standings here. He was right at about 7-4. So he was real, real close to that buzzer, man. It's disappointing he couldn't quite hang on by his fingertips there. But, you know, Tim Plunkett, another good bull rider, just couldn't quite get over the edge there for the qualified ride. But Timmy Smith scored an 81 on the bull they call Jackhammer to take the Fort Myers event. And he won the whole bit. So, you know, he won all the money down there. It was a good deal for him. Good payout for him, that's for sure.
Good deal. Sounds like you've been having all the fun down there lately with the SSBR.
Man, let me tell you, Sneak, I have had a blast, man. This has really been exciting for us. It really has.
Well, good deal. I mean, I'm glad you've been having a good time, and just sorry I've been missing out on it the last couple of weeks. And, you know, just try to get all the fans to get in there and go to your nearest rodeo there.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, you know, we want to have these guys call in and talk a lot about these rodeos that are going on in their area. You know, that's kind of one of our goals here. But, you know, while we were down there, we actually had the pleasure of getting one of the calls from Ricky Ringer, who was actually, I want to say he was in Sebring, but I could be wrong. No, you know what? He was in Fruitland Park. Ricky Ringer, one of our callers here, our frequent callers, was in Fruitland Park, and at the time, DJ Carter was in first place going into the long go, and I'm not even sure, man. I talked with several of them, and I never wrote it down to see what the results were for that, but I know BJ finished third. So we had two other qualified riders come back and actually finish first and second. We'll have to find out who they were. Hopefully they'll be on the SSBR's website here real soon. If you guys want to know or keep up with the SSBR, you can log on to SSBRnow.com, and that'll get you set up. You can find out a little bit about what they're doing. But they do have the results posted from Sebring. Clay McIntyre finished in first place and scored a 168.5 on two bulls. And then Kevin McKeeman finished second with an 85, and Jason Wade finished third with an 82.5. So, you know, great job for those Cowboys. Of course, Kevin really getting up there and earning some points. You know, that Cowboy there is just getting – he's focused, and he definitely wants to stay on top of things.
Oh, which rodeo was that you were saying that you didn't know the results on?
That would have been the Fruitland Park.
That was Robert Carter that won that.
Robert Carter, okay. Where'd you find that, Snake?
I just clicked over to SSBR's main page.
Oh, and, okay, that's right.
Yep, and they've got it posted there.
There we go. Well, so, you know what, Snake? You know, I just love the fact that you're here and you're able to do that for us, man. You're such a big help when it comes to those stats and all that. You're definitely our stats, man.
Well, I try to hold my end of the deal up here, and yeah, it's sometimes it takes me a few minutes, but I get it ever so often. I get one out of the park.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, you've done a great job helping us out tonight with the stats, but yeah, it looks like I'm just looking on their website there. It looks like Mark Pinero was the one who finished second, and then B.J. Carter finishing third. So,
okay.
Great job for those Cowboys down there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm proud of them, and yeah, hope they keep the job up. And you need to get some more pictures from this upcoming event for tomorrow on the bullfights. I'd love to see 100 pictures up there for the bullfights tomorrow.
We're gonna do what we can. We're gonna put together a Miaka City bullfighting clinic. Photo album. So we'll be able to have those there. You know, who knows? I believe the wife may even get some video shots of me out there on them bulls. So we'll have to see how that goes.
Oh, yeah, that I got to see.
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, I still got to get her past the part where we can get to the rodeo and I can actually get my gear on. So I think once I get my gear on, I'll be able to get on those bulls, but just getting her past those first few steps.
Well, I'm going to try to help you talk her into it.
There you go, man. Well, hey, listen, we want to try to catch up with some of the other news that's going on in the rodeo world as well. The CBR just signed up and are promoting and sponsoring the Youth Bull Riders World Finals this year. So great job for them. CBR really looking to do some promotional stuff with the Youth Bull Riding Association. And I believe they're holding that in Texas as well. So,
good deal. That's news to me.
Yep. Well, there's the latest entry there. And just to give everybody a rundown in the world standings for the CBR, Jay Morrow is in first place with 444 in his points, and Jared Craig is in second with 435. So, you know, we got some good Cowboys up there out of Texas. They're actually going to be over here in Lakeland coming up, and we're looking to be over that way and try to catch up with some of those guys. But, hey, Sneak, I believe we got another caller on the line. Go see if we can't catch up with somebody here and see who we got, okay?
All right. That'll work.
Make an eight.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, it's Chaz. What's up, brother?
Hey, Chaz. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
Well, you know what, Sneak?
Working on the truck.
Oh, I hear you, man. What? We on the other line with us, we got one of our co-hosts, Sneaky Wilson, out of Mississippi, and Sneaky's actually a former bullfighter. So I'm kind of getting ganged up on the night here. We had some bull riders on earlier, but now we got two bullfighters on. So Chaz, how are things going for you, buddy?
Oh, pretty good. I had to replace a hose on the pickup truck, and I guess I got to wait until tomorrow. I got the wrong size hose, so I got to go back to the parts store and get another one now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's no good, man. But so what are you up to as far as your bullfighting goes, man?
Oh, nothing this weekend. I actually have this weekend off, and then I do that Cumbie Junior show over in Lakeland on the third weekend of the month. And the weekend after that, we have a high school rodeo right up here in my neck of the woods in Williston.
Okay. Well, we're going to try to make it to a few of those events. Now, that Cumbie event, is that Friday and Saturday?
Yes, that is a Friday and Saturday. It's 7:30 on Friday night is when the performance starts, and it starts at 4 on Saturday.
Okay. Who produces that?
C.J. Brown.
Oh, does he?
Yep.
Well, I might just have to drop a phone call over to him and see if we can't run over there on Saturday. I'm not sure what our schedule looks like as of right now. You know, we're trying to hit some of these SSBR events as well, but we may try to make it down that way and do some promotional stuff.
Well, actually, in May, they're doing an SSBR right there at the Cumbie Rodeo Arena, and it's being produced by Bar E Rodeo Company, which is Kevin Escobar and Garrett Haskins. They're going to be putting one on there, and it'll be the weekend. I believe it's the last weekend in May.
Okay. Actually, I believe I have that on my calendar already of events that we're gonna be out at and promoting. But now, I've got to ask you, Chaz. Now, you're not going to be at the event tomorrow, the bullfighting clinic with the Southern States Bull Riding, correct?
Correct. I didn't get a call to come down there to that one. I don't know. I don't have all the details on it.
Right. Now, from what I understand, though, you're going to kind of be out of the arena a little bit coming up this year, too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to have to be. The Lord's blessed me with a child this year, and my baby daughter's going to be born at the end of July, which is it's a blessing, but at the same time, it kind of hurts the rodeo career a little bit. I got to do a little traveling last year and actually head out west, and I've had a couple phone calls this year for them wanting me to come back out there, but the dates they were trying to hire me for were a little too close to that due date for my liking.
Well, you know what, though, Chad? That's something that we were just talking to Ryan Rippo about. He called into our show just a little bit ago. I'm not sure if you had a chance to listen. But Ryan, you know, is obviously he's taking some time off outside the bull riding career as well because he's got a baby on the way. And then we were talking with Brian Corson earlier tonight in our show, you know, about the time that he took off, obviously, because he had a baby. And, you know, that's part of the sport. It's something that we have to do. You know, we kind of take a look at what we have and realize that our family comes first, and we kind of have to step out a little bit from our own selfish ways and take care of the family.
Yeah, but you can still rodeo at the same time as long as you have an understanding spouse and stuff. You can still rodeo at the same time and get to do what you love and raise a family. And the great part about rodeo is that it is such a family environment. And that's one of the things that really draws me to the sport, is it being such a great family atmosphere and stuff. And, you know, it's not a place that promotes cussing or anything like that. In fact, there's in professional rodeo, there's big fines for that sort of stuff. And just the good Christian atmosphere that it brings, I think, is one that you can bring your family up around. And I really enjoy that aspect of it. And there are less dangerous things to be doing in the rodeo arena that keep you involved in the sport. So once you do become a family man, you don't have to leave the sport of rodeo. But you may want to just get outside the arena and play it a little safer.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Well,
what are your plans as far as staying in the rodeo arena?
What's that?
I said, what are your plans as far as staying in the rodeo arena?
Well, actually, my wife is going through college right now to become an elementary school teacher, and so rodeo has really blessed us with being able to make her college tuition payment. So right now, for the next year and a half or two, I got to keep up the whole bullfighting gig because that's what's paying for her to go through college. And for me to switch gears and try to pick something else up in rodeo and maintain the profit margin that I'm maintaining now just wouldn't be feasible. But what I'm hoping to do, I'm having a little baby girl. Once my daughter gets a little bit of age on her and stuff like that, and my wife gets out of college, I'm hoping to get behind the microphone. I had some good experiences earlier on in my career on out there at the Crosstown Arena with Corey and them. They allowed me to get behind a microphone to do a little announcing, and a lot of people said that I had a good voice for it. And I really got into it and stuff like that. So hopefully the announcing will pick up.
Well, I wish you luck on that.
Well, thank you, sir. What about you? Are you doing anything to keep you in the rodeo arena now that you're not bullfighting?
Actually, I had took off. My wife had come down with cancer. So, but I'm looking at getting back in the barrel and putting some comedy on. Matter of fact, I just talked with a gentleman today that fixed to be taking a trip over to Texas to pick up a barrel. So I'm fixed to be getting back out there myself.
Well, that's good to hear. That's real good to hear. Do you have any contractors or promoters looking at you to use you?
I'm talking to about three of them right at the moment, yes.
Good. So, that's good to hear.
Looking at one of mine that's in a tri-state and a friend of mine, and then a couple others that I've worked for in the past I've been talking to a little bit.
That's good. It's always good to build up those relationships with the contractor when you're in the arena bullfighting, because you never know where your career is going to take you, and if you have a good working relationship with them, maybe they'll hire you someplace else.
Yeah, and I left on good standings. You know, when my wife was diagnosed with cancer, you know, it was I left on good standings. They all understood why I walked away. So it's, you know, and when I made the calls, you know, they were like, yeah, we'll give you a chance. Come on back. So, you know, I was just kind of told to put the acts together and come on. And had one association even told me they would buy my card for me. So looking forward to it.
That's really good. And that goes back to, you know, rodeo being a Christian organization, because without God being first, people aren't going to take that sort of time out and help you with your personal problems. If you're not making them money, they don't want anything to do with you. And because I really feel that rodeo is a Christian-based sport and is a God-based sport, the love that's there will allow you to take that time off that you need to be with your loved ones in a time of grief, or in a time of great happiness, as it is in my case, and be able to come back in and still provide for your family.
That's true. That's very true. And I've been blessed with some good friends and, you know, understanding people around. So, yeah, I think I've got going to be able to step back into it fairly easy.
Well, that's good to hear, man. I wish you the best of luck.
Well, thank you, sir, and you too.
Well, you know what, Chaz? I got to tell you, when this guy talks about being in the barrel and being a funny man, he's more funny looking than he is just funny. But, Chaz, you know, seriously, when was it that you actually started to get into bullfighting?
Well, let's see here. I'm 26 now. I was about 20, 21. It took me 3 years to realize I couldn't stay on the back of the stinking animal. But I fell absolutely in love with the sport, and I was still young enough and still brave enough that I wanted to stay in the arena. I didn't just want to produce rodeos or whatnot. And I went out there to C.J. Brown's house, actually, and got in front of my first bulls out there, and it just came to me a lot more natural than bull riding did. And then the good Lord just kept blessing me and putting me in front of different people that hooked me up with good connections and stuff, like Lyle Sankey and Sankey Rodeo Schools, and it's just snowballed from there.
Yeah, well, you know what, I'll tell you, rodeo fans, I actually had the pleasure, when I went down to Lyle Sankey's Rodeo School my first time, which was, shoot, I guess back in 2002 or 2003, you know, the first fighter I ever met was Chaz. You know, Chaz, we knew then that you loved to talk. You should be behind a microphone, because, man, let me tell you, you were really getting out and explaining things to us. You did a great job. And, you know, you're one of the reasons why I'm still in the sport now, even after dealing with some of the injuries and things like that. It's some of the things that you've taught us and that you've instilled in us through Lyle Sankey's Rodeo School that certainly keep us going and keep us driving for that goal.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. But really, that was just God put it on you. It wasn't me, and God gave me the words to say to you, because, you know, he has a plan for us. And
sure.
Was just part of his plan.
Yeah, I agree with that, definitely. But, you know, I mean, some people just aren't as willing to open themselves up enough to be that witness, you know. But I'll tell you, you sure were, and it's been great. And you know what, Chaz, you and I have been talking this week about doing some cowboy church services and things like that we're going to actually broadcast through making8.com. And, you know, I think that once we really get together, we're going to be able to sit down at some of these rodeo events and actually put on a good cowboy church service. What do you think?
Yeah, I hope that God really blesses it, and this is what he wants for us to do, because I think it could be very huge for the sport and very, very good all around for everybody.
I think you're right. You know, I've been on his terms. I mean, that's the only way this thing has been able to get as far as it has. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's a true witness, and it's opened my eyes to where, you know, the path that I need to take. So, you know, it's been really helpful, and it keeps my faith up to know that, you know, he's there backing this industry and this organization and what we're doing. So I'm definitely blessed. I feel that, you know, we're going to be able to share with others, reach out to others, and bless others with this.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm really hoping. I saw a real neat thing. I was with my wife today at the mall, and I saw a real neat saying. It was on a little one of them wall hangings, and it says, "When life gets too tough to stand, hit your knees and pray."
That's right. You know, that makes a lot of sense, man. It sure does. But, hey, listen, you know, we're actually rounding down towards the end of the show here. But, Chaz, I really appreciate you calling in and talking with us. Look forward to meeting up with you. I know that you're going to be down at Crosstown Arena on the 1st of May, I believe, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, you know, we definitely look forward to catching up with you down there. And now, Chaz, I got to thank you, too. It's really kind of funny because you were the first bullfighter that jumped out when I rode down at Lyle Sankey's place, but you're kind of a legend now. You know, just to kind of compare how many years you've been out there bullfighting, I'm going to make you feel a lot older than you probably are, but you actually had the opportunity to stand in front of that steer when my 10-year-old got out there on Friday night.
Yeah, I sure did. He landed a little hard and kind of soared up his leg a little bit, but I think he's all right. How's he doing, by the way?
Oh, he is doing great, man. Let me tell you, it honestly, he got stepped on, so he's got a pretty good-sized little mark on his calf muscle, but it took him all of about the time to get his rodeo gear around the other side of the arena to the truck, and all the rodeo fans that were there that night were cheering him and telling him good job and everything. By the time he got to the truck, he was ready to go get on another steer, man.
And what was funny is when he was walking out of the arena with you, you couldn't have pried him to go get on another steer. But by the time everybody comes up and tells him how inspirational he was to them, he was ready to get on another one, huh?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And, you know, and even those other cowboys to walk by and, you know, getting in the sport for a young kid like that and have those veteran cowboys and those cowboys that are out there in the big show walk by him and tell him, "Hey, good job, cowboy," you know, just... He got eaten up with it, man. He's like his daddy, that's for sure. We're ready to get out there, and I'm actually probably going to be on some bulls myself after 2 years tomorrow. So,
well, good luck with that, man. I don't know. Home base position is all I can tell you. Home base position.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what, Brian had some good words for us too. I mean, he's been real encouraging, just, you know, give it 110% and keep your mind in the middle, you know, and keep your head down. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time, man.
Well, I can tell you the same thing that everybody but Ty Murray, when I went to my first PBR event, it was about a week before I got on my first bull, and I told all of them, you know, I was going to get on a bull and ask them for words of encouragement, and I'll never forget it. All of them said the same thing except for Ty Murray. Ty Murray actually, you know, told me to hang on, get to the front and all that good stuff. But everybody else in that rodeo arena while they were signing the cowboy hat I had with me that night, they told me to go get a set of golf clubs because it'd be a lot cheaper.
That's for sure. You know, the problem is, guys, I actually have golf clubs, and they've gotten more dust on them than my bull rope and all. But I'll tell you what, man, even after 2 years, I just can't get away from it, man. It's a passion. You know, I love what we're doing, and we're having fun doing it. So,
yeah, that's the whole thing is once it stops being fun, you can't do this sport. You
that's
know,
right.
It's time to move on to something else. God's obviously taking you in a different direction if you're not having fun at it anymore.
That's for sure. Even as a bullfighter, you know, I mean, you guys are getting in there right in front of those bulls and drawing those attentions away and protecting those cowboys, you know, and but, you know, every time I talk to the bullfighters down there, you guys just have a blast doing it. You just love it. And, you know, I respect you for it. And you can tell the ones that are kind of ending their career because they're just not happy.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, it's really more the age factor and the life factor, I think, right now than it is the not wanting to be in the arena. Sometimes Father Time catches up on you a little quicker than your mind does.
I hear you. Well, you guys definitely you guys definitely have dealt with a lot more injuries than I have. I mean, guys, I know that you've been put through the ringer a few times there bullfighting, correct?
Yes and no. Like I said, I've been really blessed in the career I have had, and the most I've had to have are stitches and stuff like that. Knock on wood, I haven't broke any bones or anything in the arena, and I've been one of those guys that have been real lucky. Now, there's other guys that every time they step in the arena, it seems like something's happening, and, you know, they're breaking an arm or breaking a leg or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I hear you, man. Wait, what's that there, Sneaky?
And it's still safer than being married.
Amen.
That's for sure. Well, hey, listen, Chaz, we look forward to having you on our radio show, man. Feel free to call back anytime. We'll love to talk some rodeo with you. If you got some rodeo that you want to promote, you want to talk about, we'll be happy to take your call, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir. I do appreciate it.
All right, Chaz, we look forward to getting out there and doing some cowboy church service with you as well.
All right, man, y'all be blessed.
All right, you too.
See ya.
Bye.
Well, Sneak, I'll tell you what, man, you and I have been through this deal. We talked earlier, and you said you weren't sure if you were going to stay on the whole show, but, man, I'll tell you, with as many callers and as much rodeo as we've talked, we haven't had a chance to let you get away.
That's fine. I'm sitting here by myself, so I've been able to hang in there tonight, so doing pretty good with it.
I got to tell you, Sneak, I'm glad that you have, man. Hate to take away time from your family and all, because I know you've been really busy with that lately. But we definitely appreciate you calling in and getting involved with us, man. It's been really great.
Well, I'm glad you asked me. I've had a ball doing this and had fun every time we do this and get excited about it. So, I always appreciate you letting me come on.
Oh, anytime, Sneak, anytime. You're part of the team now, that's for sure. But, and rodeo fans, let me tell you, we got a lot of rodeo that we're doing this weekend. 646-915-9940. If you want to call in, we got about 10 minutes left. Not sure if we're even going to make it that full 10 minutes, but we'll be happy to try to take your calls now. If you want to get in and talk a little bit of rodeo, let us know what's going on with you in your area. We'll be happy to give you some encouragement or just listen to you, let you talk a little bit about yourself. So 646-915-9940. And, Sneak, do you have any plans here in the next upcoming week to go hit a rodeo or no?
Not within the next couple. Well, there is a little high school rodeo here in my hometown here in Purvis, which is going to be on the weekend of the 17th. But the next one after that is going to be probably Pensacola in May.
Okay. Well, listen, man, if you can, try to put it on your calendar. I know you've been really busy with work and all, and we understand that if that's the case, then you got to make a living. But because you're not going to do it on the Making 8 radio paychecks, are you?
No. I still need to talk to the boss lady about that one.
Well, you go right ahead, man. I'll forward everything over to you.
Okay, that'll work. But, yeah.
We really want to catch up with you down in Pensacola. We're going to try to get down there and do a live broadcast, and we will, we'll set up and do our out of the chute challenge down there.
Okay.
Okay. And the bet will be on, sir. We're looking to get you guys down here for the finals. I think that's going to be a great opportunity. I don't think you're going to want to miss it. And I know you're not going to complain about it if it's on the boss's dime.
Oh, no, not at all. And I still haven't found the game yet so I can do any practicing. But I still think I can give you a little run for your money.
All right, buddy. Well, you know what? I've been so busy with rodeos, we haven't even had a chance to pull it out and practice myself. So I think the odds might be just about even there.
I hope so. I mean, you've actually have the game and been able to practice a little bit. I'm just going to have to muddle my way through it. But I think I can give you a run for your money.
All right. Well, we'll definitely let you have your chance down there in Pensacola, man. I look forward to it. We'll set it up and, like I said, organize it for the finals down here at the end of this season. But listen, Sneak, stay in touch with us, man. And, you know, enjoy the show tomorrow if you get a chance. We're going to be live at about 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon Eastern Standard Time. That's going to be 12 noon your time there, Sneak.
That'll be 12 o'clock my time and 10 o'clock out there on the West Coast for those folks out there, because you always forget
you
those folks.
In the host queue.
Oh, I know it, right? It's terrible. But, yeah, we certainly certainly appreciate them listening as well, and I believe we've had some callers as far as out west as California and Arizona. So look forward to getting them to call into our show and talk some radio action with us.
That's right. You know, it doesn't matter what part of the country or even what part of the world you're in, we'd like to hear from you.
Most definitely. Most definitely. But, yeah, listen, Snake, we will catch up with you next week. Not sure when we're going to do our Back on the Ranch show. We may be back on our usual Thursday night, but we're going to post it up on our website. Definitely want to get you rodeo fans involved with us. We also have a message board posted on all of our pages, so you can go in and type messages. It's almost like a chat room, Snake. You can actually go in and talk on one page, click over to the next page, and still keep your conversation with who you were talking with.
Well, good deal. I've been checking it out a little bit and playing around with it, so going to take a little getting used to, but I think we got it. We're going to be able to work it out.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, like I said, we're always doing some upgrades to this thing. And for the rodeo fans, make sure you get over to our Making Eight Buddies page, register, and get online with us. Build your profile just like they do in MySpace and Facebook. We've got a chat room there set up so you can go in and chat with the other rodeo fans and athletes. We're really looking to do a lot with them. But we also have under our Team Making Eight pages, we have the riders there, and they have their own message board. So if you want to go in and send a message to Brian Corson, or you want to go in and send a message to Ty Harris, or even Austin Misek, one of our newest team members and youngest team members, you can go in there, leave a message for them. I'm sure they go in and check them. They'll be happy to answer them and, you know, tell you thanks for doing that. So definitely making sure you check out all of the Making Eight pages.
This is Trey. I'm still checking them all out, so and I want everybody to just come on, put their picture up, and let us be able to take a look at who we're talking to.
Most definitely. And, you know, we're going to rebuild those pages for us as well, Sneak. I know we had to take them down when we switched over hosting sites. It's just a matter of us getting them brought back up again. But, you know, and hopefully Carl is not listening, because I know he still wants to get a picture of you, man. And, you know, I keep telling him, I can only stall him for so long, Sneak, just tell him that you broke all these cameras.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of me on the website. I haven't been able to find a suit. He requested a suit and tie.
Well, you know what? It may not even be a suit or suit and tie. I'll tell you what. You put a cowboy hat on with your Team Making Eight shirt, and it'll be great. I know he'll get it online for us.
That'll work. We'll have to see what I can do about getting that on there.
Okay, buddy. Well, hey, listen, man. We will catch up with you next week, Sneak.
Right.
Until then, definitely make sure you have a good, happy Easter.
You too.
All right.
Everybody else out there.
Yes, sir. You know, and for the fans that are out there, let's really remember what Easter is truly about, you know, and that's recognizing what, you know, Christ has done for us, and that's given us the opportunity to be out here and do what we're doing today. You know, we all like to say we have them in our hearts, and some of the cowboys that we get out there with, you know, really carry them around, and that's important, you know, to be a true witness for others. We want to reach out to everybody involved in this sport. You know, that's what's key here, but we're only able to do that because of what God has done for us.
Amen on that.
So, like I said, Sneak, until next time, until next week, make sure you get a grip, buddy, and we'll catch up with you, okay?
All right, everybody have a good Easter, and God bless.
All right, rodeo fans, there we go. There you have it. That's our Making Eight Outreach Back on the Ranch radio program for tonight. I'd like to thank all you listeners for listening. Hopefully you'll tune in with us next week. Like I said, we are going to be live down in Myakka City tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be doing a broadcast trying to catch up on some of the bullfighting action going on during there at the clinic, as well as maybe checking in with some of the riders. It's going to be a really laid-back day, and we look forward to it. So until next week, everybody, get a grip. Have a happy Easter, and we'll see you then.
Bye!